As the season of Christmas fills the mountains and the valleys as gently as falling snowflakes, and the busiest, coldest hearts slowly turn to the warmth of the magical sentiments of the spirit of Christmas, imagination fits deftly into the scheme of life, and Santa Claus, sugar plum fairies, and wooden soldiers walk and talk, and dreams come true. Miraculous changes can occur, and WSGN's constituents have visions that dance like sugar plums all through the night. And so it is, in the magic land of imagination, WSGN staff becomes a wonderful winterland of metamorphosis. And anything can happen.
Benny McKinnon Show.
He'll play a big and brilliant. He'll play soft and slow. Whatever you like, you'll find it here on
Benny McKinnon Show. Hi out there, hillbillies. Benny McKinnon here, your morning flash. I call Maxton, North Carolina, my home. Oh, you called yours. Pretty funny, wasn't it, Peggy? A lot of that wit and humor you'll be hearing all morning.
Run for the brilliant sound, so get aboard, we're pleasure bound. Listen to the
Benny McKinnon Show. That little housewives music here, something to start your day off kind of soft and easy. Good friend of mine, Cleveland Crochet. He's from Raleigh. That's good music, ain't it? That cigar smoke's kind of gotten me this morning. Peggy, where'd you get those cigars at?
Look what you done to me. Well, you said you'd be my honey all night long. When I found you, baby, you were doing wrong.
I'll rock it, Grandma. Benny McKinnon Show. Family type disc jockey show. It's a family type show, especially if your old man was Al Capone. Now let's hear it there, Cleveland.
Well, you came home this morning about a quarter to four. Found your little woman sitting at my door. Sugar bee, sugar bee. Sugar bee, sugar bee. Sugar bee, sugar bee. Look what you done to me.
Tell them you heard Benny McKinnon talking about it. BK, they call me. Middle name is Kirkman. That's a gasser. And was Cleveland Crochet, a little record called Sugar Bee, a little Benny McKinnon special dusty disc. Take a look at the weather here. We're not bad. This morning got a high pressure system centered over northern Georgia. Continues to influence, what's this word here? I don't know who writes these things, huh? Very ridiculous. See, high pressure system. Y'all excuse me, man. Looks like my intercom is ringing here. Benny McKinnon speaking.
Benji? Tom Charles, up in the front office. I've been listening to your show this morning, Benny, and I tell you, Ben, we're going to have a little talk. You and I, of course, we get along all right, but we have sort of different ideas on what you should do when you're on the air. How long have you been in a business here as a disc jockey?
Mr. Charles, I've been, I was a hillbilly disc jockey up in Maxton quite a while.
Well, this isn't a hillbilly station, Ben, and we have to promote the station and play a little more subdued type of music. Now, I realize that, of course, different sections of the country differ in their tastes, but I want to talk to you afterward. And listen, I know this is the Benny McKinnon show, but mention our call letters just every now and then here, because if you know, I'll fire you. Is that pretty clear?
About as clear as you can get, I guess. You're a real corker there, Charles.
Well, I'd appreciate a little more respect out of you, since I am the manager here, and it'd be Mr. Charles or Mr. Tom if you want to, you know, be a little informal. However, I would like to talk to you in my office, and don't plan anything the rest of the afternoon, and be quite a lengthy session. We'll have Mr. Cohen down. Winston Salem will hash this thing out here.
I didn't think it was that serious.
Well, it is that serious. And, mention the call letters. Let's kind of keep the pacing up a little bit there. You seem to just... Well, you don't seem to be able to do the job that we want done. That's the whole problem. So I'll see you after you get off.
Yeah, you're a real corker there, Charles. Yeah, I'll see you at while. Benny McKinnon Show, friends. Benny McKinnon here with the Housewife Serenade. That cigar smoke, boy.
I know you like those little, And now, ladies and gentlemen, while still in the land of make-believe, we take you to a typical Monday morning WSGN sales meeting, conducted every Monday morning at 9 o'clock in the manager's office of Ben K. McKinnon. Represented at this meeting, as always, are members of the announcing staff, the promotion department. Miss Annette Griffiths is there. The news department, represented by Peggy Crosswhite. The engineers local is represented by Emmett Smith. The representative is there from the Jefferson County Radio and TV Council, as always. Program department, represented by Bill Bolin. And, of course, the entire staff of our sales force is there. And we would like to get things underway now and welcome you, ladies and gentlemen, to our Monday morning sales meeting and our presiding officer, our general manager, Mr. Ben K. McKinnon. Let's hear it for Mr. McKinnon.
Hey, well, thank you very much. Real pleasure to see all of you. A bright Monday morning, and it's a beautiful day here. And certainly want to thank all of you for taking the trouble to come in this morning. I know all of you were drunk last night, and it's sort of hard to get up on Monday morning after a party at Warren Marion's house. We have, before we get started, we'd like to set the mood for our sales meetings as we always do. A little appropriate background music here. I've selected Percy Faith this morning for our background music. Beautiful. Peggy, if you'll pour the, refreshments there, we'll,
Tea is served.
Tea is served. Fine, just pour it there. Thank you very much. That cup's a little chipped there. Let's buy a new set of cups. Hang the cost. That tray's kind of dirty, too. We better just get a new tray. Solid silver. Bromberg's, of course. Now, we have our Monday morning sales meetings for those of you who are here for the first time. Two lumps there, thank you. To acquaint you with our operation here, we have our sales meetings to give a brief rundown on the activities of the station, kind of little pep talk to the salesman, and a brief resume of what's been going on here. I see Peggy Crosswhite is here. Peggy is from our news department and always just fantastic. Fantastic in news and always coming up with some brilliant ideas, and I'm sure she has a great idea for us this morning. Good morning, Peggy. What is your idea this morning?
Good morning, Mr. McKinnon. You know, Mr. McKinnon, Tommy Charles likes to help me on my news, and he's been a great help so far. So I sort of had the idea that, well, maybe you might like it if we put Tommy in jail for a week and let him do some on-the-spot reports. From the jailhouse, he could interview the prisoners, and maybe he could get some information that might lead to their conviction.
Great.
Why, thank you, everybody.
That's a great idea. I don't know why in the heck I can't come up with ideas like that. Well, this goes to show you that our fantastic staff here is certainly to be congratulated on their wonderful ideas. And if it wasn't for them, we, of course, wouldn't be where we are today. By the way, where are we today? Peggy, what is your... Oh, you're Annette Griffiths from our promotion department. Annette always comes up with a sensational thing. And, Annette, what is your idea today?
Well, Mr. McKinnon, I don't have any promotion ideas today, but the morale of the staff seems a little low, and I thought perhaps it would be nice if the station gave the staff a champagne breakfast one morning to sort of pep things up.
Yay! Certainly a great idea there, Annette, and I'll go along with that. In fact, we'll do it this morning, since we disband here. Well, that's about all we've got. I want to commend the sales department on a terrific week last week. Wasn't a lot of business written, but we certainly had a big time. And we want to tell you that we're $14,000 under last year's business at this time this month. However, everybody else is down too, so don't worry about it. As long as we can keep our heads above water, that's the important thing. Morale, keep happy, and do a good show. Salesmen, they'll be given the day off, the rest of the day, of course. And too cold to do a lot of work anyway. We'll keep a girl on the switchboard in case anybody calls in for business. They'll know where to find Warren and I. I'll be playing tennis. And Warren, of course, will... you know where Warren will be. And until next Monday, I probably won't be in much the rest of the week. So we'll see you next Monday. And it's been a real pleasure serving you. And as your general manager, I want to say you've done a real swell job. And keep up the bully work.
You're all aware of failure of the summit conference this year in Paris. However, we've had many successful summit conferences on this side of the water. And, of course, nearly every day we have what we call our telephone summit conference between Mr. Ben K. McKinnon and Mr. Jimmy Cohen. To let you in on one of those conferences right now.
Good morning, WSGN.
Long distance calling Mr. Ben K. McKinnon.
Winston-Salem, collect. Just one moment, please, operator. Mr. McKinnon, phone call collect from Mr. Cohen, Winston-Salem. It's collect. Will you take it?
Oh, Lord. I reckon. Let me have it.
J.C., how are you? Oh, you want an annual budget talk, huh? Expenses. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about that, J.C. Our budget, of course, has been miserably small down here to do the job we've got to do. Now, this is not a Winston-Salem market. This is... Wait. Well, you're calling me collect. That's on my budget. I suggest, in all due respect, sir, if you, you want to complain about our expenses, you sort of let the chips fall where they should. And your call should be your chips. And they've been falling on my side of the fence. That'd be the first thing we could eliminate there. Yeah, also, before we get into this, your last year's Christmas gift that we gave you, it was a very expensive set of binoculars. You lost it before you got out of town. This is, of course, in all due reverence to your position there, J.C. Stockholders, I see. Well, we can, of course, cut expenses a little bit. Our disc jockeys, we have seven disc jockeys plus a girl. Miss Midnight there, very lovely thing here. Need to cut them down. How many? Down to two? Two 12-hour shifts each, huh? Yeah, well, that'll be a blow to some of them. Well, we can do it, of course. How many do you have up there in Winston-Salem? You got five. Mm-hmm. You think you need five, I guess. Uh-huh. Yeah, well, of course, your boss. We'll sure repair them down. Now, our news department, of course, is down to a bare... No news at all? We just don't need any news. Let the junkies ad-lib or talk about anything they want to, huh? Just let them read the newspaper on the air? Mm-hmm. I see. Well, now, of course, now that's about as far as we can go because our promotion department is... We have no budget... No promotion at all? No money for the, how about our Miss Universe contest and a trip to South America for a family of 12 and a flight around the world on a jet plane for the oldest grandmother. That's all. That's out. Nothing, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, of course, you had to do it. You're still running your community club awards up there, aren't you? Mm-hmm. Very successful. Pretty expensive operation, isn't it? You made money, I see. Engineers, of course, are complaining now. They say we ought to hire about 12 more engineers. Fire them? All of them? A whole batch, huh? Who's going to repair the equipment? Ack. Just call Ack. And he got a pretty good man over there, has he? I see. All right. Emmett's not going to like this. But, of course, you're the boss. Of course, I handle sales. And, of course, I can answer the phone, too. You want me to answer the phone all day? What happens to the girl? Get rid of her. All of them? All the girls? I answer the phone, you mean, and be manager and sweep up? I see. Boy, you got the axe out, ain't you, J.C.? I see. Say we ought to rent out the back studio? Uh-huh. To Frank Taylor? Uh-huh. Well, that's not a bad idea there. Just getting him to pay for it, that's the only thing. Yeah, we could rent the parking lot out in the back. It's never used. And maybe, get a couple of bucks a month there. The transmitter? No, we couldn't move the transmitter to the top of the Southern Life building. No, that's... we haven't got any engineers, remember? You fired all the engineers, eh? No, that cost $50,000 to move it. Move it? You don't care how much it costs, just move it. You just don't like it out there at the fairgrounds? You don't think it blends in with the ballpark, huh? You want it, you think it looks good, and you're ready to spend $100,000 on the transmitter. That's certainly a wise move there, J.C. Uh-huh. He's not going to last long. Yeah. Uh-huh. You bet. It's been a real pleasure talking to you, J.C., and a Merry Christmas to you. Humbug. Bye-bye.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, we bring to a close our little tape episode of what could have happened here at WSGN. And we look forward to the year 1961 with a great deal of enthusiasm because, of course, we know none of this will happen. We know that the year of 1961 and the succeeding years will be one in which we will expand our staff, add more engineers, it will become the Big 15, and WSGN will continue to grow and grow because we know none of these things could happen.
Show. Tommy Charles? No, he's not with us anymore. Duke? No, Duke's not here either. Neil Miller's? No, he's over at Wide now. It's Ben McKinnon here. I do 6 in the morning till 6 at night, and then we've got Miss Midnight from 6 at night till 6 in the morning. It's a 2-man operation. Sales staff, that's me. Well, you want to buy something? Could you call back about 12:05? We join Mutual Network then for some news. And I got 5 minutes I can sell then. 12:05 if you can call me back then. Good. All righty.
Well, that's a little Sugar Bee music there by Cleveland Crochet here on the Benji McKinnon Show. And I want to welcome you neighbors in here to... excuse me just a minute here.
Benny McKinnon Show, WSGN Marathon. You want to... No, Peggy's not with us anymore. News item? This is the news department, and the sales department, and the program department, and the traffic department, and the promotion department, and this is management, and... Oh, rats. Heck.
Help!
Look what you done to me.
J.C.! Help! Help! Pearl! Pearl!
Humbug!